We're going to make it happen. Welcome back, everybody, to Oh, Let's Talk About It. This is about to be a crazy episode, but thank y'all for tuning in. It's myself, Edward Crawley, a.k.a. King Crawley.
Oh, come out. What
does that mean? Because the mic going up.
Wait a minute. So, oh, my God, good, because I was like, oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, all right, because I was like, I don't think I should tell you. Okay, good.
Woo! Welcome back to Oh, Let's Talk About It. I'm King Crawley, Edward Crawley. Here with a special guest, good friend of mine, classmate, and we got some good stories. This year, I want to focus more on relationships and business and how they both, how they affect us. A lot of us, y'all understand, it's been a crazy one. And I'm full. She cooked, and I feel great.
Yes.
But this year, I want to focus more on business and relationships and how those things intertwine. How someone may start out in one spot, in a relationship, in a marriage, and how they can come out of that and still have a good life. Because sometimes people get into these relationships, and sometimes they stay stuck there, and things never get any better. This is what situation where I want to show a person go through it, come out of it, and what their perspective is on life now. So I have with me, and I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Tell me who you are.
I'm Jennifer Franklin from Emporia, Virginia. Graduated from, you know, Graysville County High School and Norfolk State University. Hold a green and gold twice.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. What type of work do you do?
I am a program director for a community engagement program for individuals that have intellectual and developmental disabilities.
All right. Mental and developmental.
Yes.
Disabilities.
Dually diagnosed.
Dually. That means both sides.
Both sides.
Okay. What we're going to talk about today, because we're going to talk about the work, but we're going to talk about relationships and the different stages you've been through between relationships and business up until the point you are now.
Okay.
So you went to Norfolk State, got your degree,
yes.
Went into the working field,
mm-hmm.
then met a young man,
mm-hmm.
and got married.
Got married.
Okay. The first few years, both of y'all into church, had your church background.
Mm-hmm.
So the first few years, tell me, how were things the first few years of being married?
The first few years. Good. It was pretty decent, I would say. Pretty much no arguments. That was a red flag. Pretty much, you know, no arguments. We could talk about stuff and yeah.
Sex?
Yes, we had sex.
Okay.
We did. Let me see. Prior to getting married, yes, we did. We
prior to.
Mm-hmm. But it was an off and on switch. Yeah.
Red flag number one. All right, as we progress along and you get married,
because
y'all dated at first, you said within a year or two,
yes.
y'all got married.
Got married. So it was like we were together for a year, mm-hmm. and that following year, the eighth would have been 2 years, and we got married on the 10th
of
November.
Wow, okay, okay.
Yes,
I think it's 11. So you just passed your anniversary. I'm just playing.
Yeah, it would have been 8 years.
It would have been 8 years.
I didn't make it.
Good.
Yeah.
Because we will get into it. Okay. As you progress into the marriage, mm-hmm. at what point did it start to change? And you started to be like, this ain't the same as what it was.
2016. I can tell this story.
Okay. So what year did y'all get together?
The relationship started?
When y'all started?
2009.
Okay, keep going.
And then 2016.
Okay.
When we had our first, like, really blow up.
Okay.
And the blow up was about a coat.
About a coat?
Mm-hmm.
What are you... About a coat? Talk to me.
So our daughter was born premature.
Okay.
And... It was a hot day, you know, when the weather changed, you put a coat on the baby because the baby was sweating. So I decided to put the coat on the child, on my baby, and it became an argument.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he said I didn't consult with him before putting on this coat.
So he got upset because you didn't consult with him before simply putting a coat on your child.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. So you deal with that or you move on? Mm. Oh, you did?
It blew up.
That blew up?
Blew up. To the point where I'm on the floor crying, praying to God to find a way to get out of it. It blew up that led us to therapy.
Okay.
It blew up.
So how long did y'all stay married?
7 years. After that, yeah. I mean,
after this,
it was 11, 20. So 4 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where were you at as far as your career?
As far as my career? Okay. That's a good question. So, told you my baby was born premature. Mm-hmm. I was a stay-at-home mom for 2 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you was working, bringing in the income.
Yes.
You were stay at home, so you were pretty much, you know, were things worse then during the marriage? Okay. Why? Because he was bringing in the income? And
yes. I'm going to say, I'm trying to be, you know, like, not throwing him under the bus, but yeah, it was. It was the point where I had to ask, and whatever I was doing wasn't good enough. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes plenty of sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm not going to make this a situation where I just talk about this man. Mm-hmm. Because it's not a personally about him. It's about the growth through the situation. Mm-hmm. So, okay, how do you come out of that? How did you end up coming out of the marriage and get back on your feet?
So therapy really helped me. So we went to 2 therapists. First therapist said something, didn't gel with him. Mm-hmm. Then we went to the second one. That didn't gel with me, but mm-hmm. I stuck with it because in therapy, there's going to be some wounds that come, you know, undone and patched up, and you're going to be starting bleeding and stuff, and you realize some stuff. So the pandemic.
That's what changed. So y'all were still together at the beginning of the pandemic?
Yes.
Okay. So what happened?
So, yeah, school shut down, you know, the whole world shut down.
Yeah.
And it was told to me that whatever that money that was, I was paying for daycare, I need to give it to him because I didn't deserve to have an extra $600 in my bank account.
He said that to you? Mm-hmm. But he deserved to have it in his.
Right. That was his money.
And that was the beginning of the end. Oh, that was it. And what point of the year was this?
August.
August of 2020?
Yes. So
we was into the pandemic. We had been there.
I started looking for houses on Zillow because I started avoiding him. And my avoiding would be in a bathroom just to get away from him. So for a long time, I would look for houses and see what was available. I still want to stay in the same neighborhood so my baby can still go to school. So August, when doing my therapy, I had said something to her, and then I had talked to somebody else. And then it was like, you know what you're dealing with is emotional abuse. And I was like, you know something, but then, you know, it was dropped in my spirit. I looked it up. It fit the whole description. It was like a checklist of 20 things, and out of 20, I checked 16.
Good gracious.
Yes.
And a lot of times I think we hear about those things, emotional abuse, different things, but we don't actually realize it happened to us.
Yes.
Until somebody makes it clear and then we go back and check and like, wow. This is really happening to me. And okay, so then what decisions do you make once you find out what's really going on? Accept it. What decisions do you make?
I started working out. I started going for walks. Okay. And then in my walks, I would, you know, pray. and have out a long time.
Okay.
Still looking for places. And then I would go, oh my gosh, it's snowing.
It's snowing heavy too.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It just started.
Y'all can't see it, but it's snowing. It's snowing.
And I got distracted. So I would,
I keep looking at it. Go ahead.
On my walks, I would call different places. Okay. So August 1st, 2020. No, I'm going to tell you how it started. So one Wednesday, I called this landlord. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to see the place. It's almost on him.
Yeah.
I called him. I said, can I look at
this? Y'all might get stuck, guys.
You might get stuck. They're like, Eric, can I stay? Yes, you can stay.
Yeah, you better. Yeah. Go ahead.
I called him that Tuesday. He said, I'm not available that Tuesday. So Wednesday, you can come see the place.
Okay.
Came and saw the place. Wednesday, Thursday, I didn't hear from him. Friday, he told me I had it. Monday, I had the keys.
So, but you hadn't officially left him yet?
In my mind.
I mean, in your mind, but physically, you hadn't.
Physically, I left August 24th,
2020. I feel you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So where did you go? Here?
Yes. Well, first I took a trip to Vegas. And then I came back and then I told him I was leaving.
Okay, you did it. It's an OG move. I'm going to take me a trip. Then I'm going to come back and leave. I'm not going to leave yet. I'm going to take a trip first. Then we're going to leave. All right?
Wait, because I was going back and forth. Because, you know.
So I'm going to go to Vegas. Couple of times. So you have to wait till I get finished getting this shit about my system.
No.
Then we can leave. Then I'ma leave. That was it?
No.
What is it?
Oh, you know how, you pray about it, don't leave your husband, blah blah blah. And I was like, Lord, am I making the right decision? Blah blah blah. Give me a sign. Gave me a sign.
What was
it? He told me if you are in an emotionally abusive relationship, you should leave, because I'm not changing the way I talk to you. I'm going to continue to talk to you the way I talk to you. You can go back to your friends, tell them, and I'm going to continue to talk to you. And he asked me the question. He said, are you continuing this cycle? And I said, no.
So let me ask you, mm-hmm. Which hand did you slap him with?
None.
Because?
I didn't.
So did he expect you to stay?
So what had happened was, I was going to, be diplomatic about it. It was like, okay, I'm going to move a little stuff here, a little stuff there. I left my tablet at the house, and a notification came saying that Cox will be here today.
So
I was like, well, since you know.
Yeah. Well.
I'm going to go ahead and
well, I can't lie about it now. I can't hide it. Deuces.
Yeah. But it was, and then that's when all the questions got. How long did you have an apartment? August 1st? Why didn't you tell me? Who else know? Just my brother.
He's more concerned about his image, mm-hmm. than the image of the marriage, mm-hmm. and how you felt.
Yep.
Okay, so what was that process you moved? What was that healing?
So when I got the keys on that Monday, that August 1st, I think it was a Monday, I don't know. I got the keys and I just sat in here. I had no furniture.
Wow.
Nothing.
Wow.
And it was peace.
Mm.
When it was peace, I was like, yes, thank you, Lord. I made the right decision. And then within those 3 weeks, I had a fully furnished house. And I ain't paid for maybe 2 or 3 things.
Got a good man in your life.
No, I got good friends. No, I got no good friends.
I'm just playing.
Yes.
So
serious, okay. Like down to the TVs. This right here, you see? Nothing. It was given to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are you at with that now? What are some of the things that have changed, have transpired, have healed, have grown? What's some things you had in there?
Okay.
Some stages.
So, during the marriage, I lost me. I came consumed with trying to make sure he was fine. Mm-hmm. And I lost my individuality. So now I'm getting it back. Because while I was in that situation, I didn't see myself as beautiful. I didn't see myself mm-hmm. as, you know, worthy or, you know, all those things that come with that.
How does one go about finding that beauty, that self inner beauty, without needing someone else to give it to them?
For me, it was isolation and the peace here. Then I realized that not to be conceited, but it's the beauty that was like, that's inside of me. Like, I have more to give than just my, you know, whatever, my body or whatever. But it was the fact that when I looked in the mirror, I can actually say, hey, you're beautiful. And don't let that be the catalyst of how people treat you. And don't let that, you know, affect how you feel about yourself.
So beauty, it was a fact, but it's not the goal. You see me, I'm beautiful. You see me, mm-hmm. it's like, I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, what next?
Exactly. I love me.
Yeah.
And then that's when the boundaries came. So now that I love me, I know what not to put up with and what to allow.
Okay.
Because not saying that I didn't love myself at first, but it's a new level of love. Like, once you grow through stuff, then that's when you realize with how your strengths are, what your weaknesses are. And once you identify those, then that's when you can go to another level. That's
okay. So, because like I said, it'll be about relationships and business. Mm-hmm. Do you see, have you grown more in your work field since you put that separation there?
I have. And okay. That's crazy. So it's a thing called qualified developmental disability professional. Mm. So I have two jobs. So I work at community engagement and in a group home.
Okay.
And that's like a high demand because you have to have your degree and the years of experience.
Okay.
So I got the years of experience and now I want to do my own business. I like writing policies and figure out how to be a 1099 and all that great stuff.
But do you think you would have got there still being stuck in that?
No.
Okay.
You want to know? It was a hold because I was too busy trying to be this person that he had expectations for, and I wasn't. So in his mind, he might have had me as being this whatever he had that was not discussed with me. And me trying to live up to these expectations that I ain't know nothing about.
And I wonder how many people do that. They be in a marriage or a long-term relationship, mm-hmm. and they just kind of go along with the flow of what their partner think they should be doing.
Yes. I think it's a lot of stuff. Because once I stepped out and I found out I had different other talents,
mm-hmm.
other attributes and other ways to make money.
Right.
And become resourceful. But for instance, I do hair sometimes. I'm not licensed. I'm a kitchen beautician.
Yeah.
And in that situation, it was like, well, you should get paid more to do that. And let me be your manager. So that way I can get the money and pay you.
What? We had some conversation off camera. I can't say some of the stuff I said, but it still applied now.
Uh-huh.
That was a weird move. But you found, so it went from, okay, if you done it that way, you'd have kind of found yourself not liking it.
Yeah.
Because it would have seemed like a job.
Exactly.
Instead of being something you enjoy doing,
mm-hmm.
that you can help somebody else and get paid for.
Exactly. Sometimes it ain't even about the money. It's the fact that I can help somebody else.
Sometimes just connecting with people.
Yes.
You don't know how much that'll mean to somebody. Just connecting with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it not being... The money will come.
Yeah.
But it not being about the money right then all the time.
Exactly.
You know, it's about that connection.
Now, I'm glad you said that because it's being here.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have sat in the chair and I done retwisted their locks or braided their hair and they done told me some stuff. They probably won't even told nobody else. And I'm like, I'm not licensed yet. You know, once I become licensed, I'm 120, you know. But no, I'm just playing.
No, that's right. Get the money.
Get the money. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, the fact that they feel comfortable enough with me to let me know, you know, their stuff that happened in their childhood. And I'm sitting there like, okay,
And that's powerful too. But think about how that could have been hindered. Because you would have actually not been in the place and in the space to be more than just braiding people's hair, but to be that voice that hear, you know, that safe space for them to say that.
Yes.
That's why I say it's about, how did I explain it to somebody the other day? We can start off in one spot and plan to go straight, but life somehow would take us off in a different direction. And we have to stop and look like, I'm supposed to be over here.
Yep.
And it's not that you mean to do it. Right. Life just happens so quick. So you're like, hold on, let me take the time to get back over here.
Exactly.
Because all the good that's supposed to happen to you is over here.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why things are going bad. Because you're off track. So the people that come to you now, they probably would have missed out if you had stayed on the wrong track.
Yep.
They would have still been looking for help or still needed to tell somebody, still need the hair done. Hair might have been not in there. I don't know. You know, so that's why it's important to get back on track. Might take, whether a year, 2 years, 10 years,
mm-hmm.
get back on track.
Yes. And you said something.
What's up?
And I done lost it.
Well, I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah, keep talking. Hold on track. Oh.
Come on.
Life. So when I got married, I didn't plan to be divorced. That was never my plan. But
I had done it twice.
But that's okay. It's a learning experience.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
Okay, yeah. But you're a better person than what you were.
I think I am.
Yeah, you are.
I think so.
Now, I commend you. I told my mom, because she was like, are you going to get married again? I was like, Jesus himself got to come down from the heavens on the right hand of God and tell me, this is him. This is him. Before I get married. And then I was like, nah. I can say that. I said, because there are some good people out here.
I think, and this ain't about me, but I'm sure at some point I can get into a long-term committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know if I'm going to get married again. Just, I do, you do. We do. It.
Exactly. Well, see, and that's the thing, too. This ain't got nothing to do.
That's all right. Keep it going.
But, the vows, the marriage vows to have to hold to death do us part, that's not in the Bible.
Somebody made them up.
Made it up.
And we go by it.
We go by it. And I was like, the next time I get married, I want us to write our marriage vows, because I'm not going to live my life based on what somebody else tell me to do.
For rich or for poor.
Yeah.
But I might not want you poor.
And sometimes poor is not always money.
I'd rather it be money than to be, because you can have a poor spirit. I can't deal with that. I can deal with you losing some money. We can get some money. But when you have a poor spirit, a poor heart, a poor disposition, I can't help, because no money going to help that.
Nothing can help that.
No money is going to help that.
That's deep.
Yeah, that's real.
That is so real.
Poor is, I forget how it was put. It's, you have poverty, but then you have poor.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word? Or broke and poor. Either way, poor is the worst.
Poor is the worst.
Because it's that mindset, you know, and that affects everything else.
Yes. So. I was talking to somebody before. I don't even remember, but I was talking to somebody, and we was talking about how there's a certain city that you go into, and you can tell that this, even though they moved out of the city, you still can tell that they're from this city.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so used to living in that mindset, in that state of mind. Like, there's those, well, if my mama did it, my grandma did it, I'm going to continue to do it. And they get stuck in that same...
You're just repeating it.
Yeah, cycle.
You're not getting anything new from life, because you're pretty much repeating the same cycle that your mama did, that your grandma...
Yes.
You're not branching out and experiencing something different.
Yes,
you
know. But we can't all be the same.
Exactly, but that goes back to your marriage. Mm. he wanted you to be the version that he approved of, so he could control it. For whatever that reason was. And I don't think he's the only one. I'm sure it's other marriages. Sometimes a woman might be the one that's doing it. Would a person feel like it's a good marriage or they can manage it as long as you're under their control?
Yes, or you appeasing them.
You appeasing them. Ooh. And to the person that they're doing it to, they come off as arrogant. But to somebody looking that knows what they're doing, they come off as weak.
Or the reverse. How can you leave that good man? He got this good job.
For those that don't know.
He got this good job. He paid all your bills. And I was actually told that. I was crazy. Why didn't you say crazy?
You said, well, you marry him.
No.
I can give him to you right now.
He told me that.
I don't even know how to respond to that. He told you that. Yeah. I'm thinking one of your homegirls told you that. Sister from the church or something.
That's one thing I did not reach.
That is crazy.
It is. I did not reach out to people in church when I was going through my divorce.
Okay, is that good?
I don't know.
Are you still connected with those people?
Well, see, that's
it's a different church now.
No, same church, but our church is so big. Yeah, I don't have. Well, I do now. I got a connection. I got connections.
Does he still go to that church?
He does. But we can. It's a possibility that we never see each other. Because it's that big.
Damn. Y'all go to the
mega church.
What is the Catholic church? Whatever it's called.
I don't know.
The cathedral or something.
No. Calvary. You know, Calvary Baptist. Calvary Revival Baptist. Calvary. Oh, Lord. Because maybe I ain't supposed to say it. I just keep it to myself.
That's a good church, okay, I think. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying it because she said it. Okay, we're going
to edit that part.
It's a good church. I'm just playing.
Yeah,
y'all good people.
Yeah. I think it's like 5,000 people.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Dang, well, that's 46.
It's 5,000.
That's a lot of people at a church.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we end up kissing each other.
Well, I guess that's good. You don't have to give up. Because, okay. I remember when my last marriage, I kind of had to leave because it was more so her family in charge of the church.
Gotcha.
And I was just married into the family.
Oh.
So she wasn't going to have to go nowhere. And it wasn't like it was big enough so I wouldn't see her. No, I'm going to see her every Sunday, every Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. I'm going to see her. That would have been too much. So you kind of in a good spot where you can still, go enjoy the service and everything.
Yeah.
I might see him sitting way over there, but I might not. That's cool.
I could stay right here at Couchside Baptist.
I know that's right.
Watch it
right on TV.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. So, where are you now? You went through the marriage. You've been through the divorce. What lessons have you learned about yourself and about relationships?
The lessons I learned about myself. That's one. Don't lose yourself in a relationship. Then you're still supposed to be individual, even though you're married.
Go into that some more.
Yes.
Because go into that some more.
We don't mean that we connected at the hip all the time. Okay. You got to have your me time. So if you were racing cars before you got married, continue to. Because that gives you that individuality, that outlet that you need. So you won't hurt nobody.
Paul, but here's what I find. Okay, I'm going to just use me for example.
Okay,
especially when I was doing it more. Mm-hmm. I do the podcast now, but when I was doing the oils and stuff too. I got some in the car.
You do?
Yeah, I got a few. That's a cash. I have a thought. But when I was... Okay, a woman would see me, and seeing what I do, I guess that, okay, it looks like a good thing. He handles his business. Mm-hmm. But then when you get in a relationship, it's like they try to stop that. Mm-mm. Won't you be home? Like, girl.
You knew what I was doing before you got married.
Like the situation I'm in now. And she's not my girlfriend, but I'm just giving a situation. But I tell her, like, I'm used to moving around. I can't... It's cool if you like to sit at home. I'm not judging you for that.
Mm-mm.
You want to sit at home, watch TV, but I got to move around.
Yes. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's your individual.
Yeah, but
I don't get it.
I've had so many. It's only been recently the last couple of years, I realized, no, that's me. I need to find somebody that understands that, not change who I am to fit what they like. No.
That's self-love.
Self-love. If I got to be single until I find that person, I'd be single.
Be single. Because you can't losing yourself. I'm trying to figure out how to put it. Losing yourself in a marriage, you do lose yourself. Like your self-worth, self-love, the fact that you are an individual. We were created to be different. You cannot be the same thing. Now, two healthy people come together for a compromise.
That's different.
That's different. Yeah. And you have to understand, I would want you to, if you don't have any friends, to go out and do something individual, that's a red flag for me.
Yeah, have at least one.
No, I need you to have at least four. I'm so serious. That's going out the camera.
I got you. I was about to say so.
Yeah, you can't lose yourself.
Okay, and speaking of losing yourself, mm-hmm. I remember after my last marriage, I remember I was like standing on steps or something. I was like, yo, what do I like to do? Because it had been so long. Everything I had been doing over the last few years had been mostly stuff she liked to do. Whether it's going to King's Dominion or going to the beach. Mm-hmm. I would go and enjoy myself, but it would be her doing it. So when we split up, I was like, I hadn't even gotten away from playing the drums and stuff like that. So I was like, yo, what do I like to do? Mm-mm. Do I even know me? Because I lost myself so much in the relationship, I had really given up myself. And that's a hard thing when you give up yourself. And when the relationship is over, you have to ask yourself, who am I? Like, I know what I used to like to do, but what do I like to do now? And some people, I think, they go their whole life like that.
Yeah. So my therapist said, I was like, I see stuff differently now. And she said, you can see that you was in the forest because you was in it. Mm. You can identify the trees because you were in it. But once you got out of it, then that's when you can see the beauty of the trees. I was telling my brother, I was like, I see stuff differently now. It was like I had on these rose-colored glasses that everything was supposed to be this way. And after they got taken off, it was like, wow, I noticed things. People ain't what somebody else say. I like,
And saying that, and I'm going to relate it, well, I relate it to anybody because, I use you for example. One person could have a bad experience with you, and they'll go try to paint that picture to everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, I might have had a positive experience with you. Mm-hmm. So here's what I tell people now. If somebody tell you something bad about me,
believe it.
But the one that tell you something good, believe them too. Because their experiences might have been different for different reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah, they probably did have a bad experience, but get the whole story.
Right.
So the one that had a good experience, get the whole story.
Exactly.
But don't let one person's opinion paint the whole picture.
But see, and that's another thing too. It could be at your different levels of self-love. You could have been at a point where you didn't know who you were and your worth. And yeah, you treated that person bad. But then once you found out who you are, you can treat that person good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some people don't. See the bad part. So no matter how much good you do.
It don't matter.
But that's what I was going to say. I used to get caught up in that. Mm. Oh, this person gonna think this or this. Listen, man. We all out here trying to figure it out.
What Jay-Z say?
He said a lot of stuff.
What you eat don't make me.
What don't make me shit?
Exactly.
That's a fact.
Fact.
And I guess the older you get, the more you start to like, listen. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like
it. All right. Okay. The feeling is mutual.
A lot of times it is. So we can just end this now and just peace.
And I'm cool with that. At first I'm cool.
I used to be so tore up. But once you realize, and we're still young, but man, life too short.
Too short. No, 40 do hit different, though.
It do. When I turned 40, I said, oh my Lord. Think last year I went through my midlife crisis.
I ain't been there yet.
I'm coming up out of it now, okay. But I was like, whoa, this is different. Listen, y'all, cute 20s and 30s, and you 39 is different. Diddy. When you hit 40, it's like you look at life and like, look, I can't play with this thing.
No.
I'm going to have fun, but I, because life ain't going to play with me.
Exactly.
And it's like, I used to hear about 40, but it really is something about 40 where you, like a light bulb or something go off, you like, okay, ain't no more playing with it.
Right.
Yo, I'm going to have fun, but ain't no more playing around with it. I got to be serious about
something.
About something.
Something.
We not just drifting. Because, be honest, and we're going to wrap this up in a minute. We can keep going, though. Damn. We can keep going. But it's easy. It's actually easy to be a bum.
It is.
It's easy to just wake up and just go with the flow. And having something in life take some type of focus.
It does.
Whether it's a lot or a little bit, you have to have some type of focus. And by the time you turn 40, you have to realize, I got to do it. Like, all the fun stuff and all the playing around and stuff, that's cool.
Yes.
But it ain't slowing down, man. At 40, it seemed like 45. It's like you're going 5 years time frame now. 40, 45, 50. I can't play with it now.
Yeah.
You know, but go ahead. You had some?
I just wish, wait, back to marriage. I just wish somebody that was older, that has been in a marriage for years, sat down and told me, tell me that marriage is not, like you said, a fairy tale. Marriage is not this, oh, we wake up in the morning and birds chirping and all this stuff. It's sometimes you ain't gonna like your spouse. And that's okay. Nobody told me that. And then the hang on until it get better. Sometimes it don't get better. Sometimes it does not get better. And then, like you said one time before, there's nothing wrong with divorce. It is not. Not that I'm advocating for it, but don't be in a situation where you first lose yourself, your peace, your joy, and who you truly are to appease somebody else in a facade for the world.
I'm glad you said the last part. When it gets to the part that you're only staying married so people won't disagree, get divorced. Because if you're not doing it for the person you're with, for the actual institution of the marriage, and you're only doing it because people say we shouldn't get divorced, it's time to get divorced.
Time to go.
Because you're not going to be happy together. And everybody on the outside going to think you happy except you. I don't want to have a life where everybody think I'm happy except me.
Exactly.
I'd rather be happy and they think I'm not happy. Because I got to live with that. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So the turning point in the marriage thing was during counseling. The counselor asked us, what is your purpose for being married?
What was the answer to that?
We didn't have one. Right.
But you know what? I don't think most know it. Especially like your first marriage. Now some get married and they figure it out.
Right.
But a lot of us, like I got married. First time I got married, I was on my 19th birthday.
Was 19? Oh, you old. You ain't finished living. You supposed to travel. I started,
and
you know, but it's okay.
So it took me. Now I'm getting back to getting to living. My kids getting grown up now. I'm getting back to some living. What was my question?
I don't remember. He was talking about the purpose. We were talking about the purpose that we don't know.
Okay, a lot of time we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Until later on, like, marriage is about more than just, I love her, I love him, he cute, she can cook, that thing good. It's about more than that.
It sure is.
It's about, I think people should date a little bit longer because you need to see people in those different turns.
Yes.
Not just the good stuff, but when things up, but when things hit that corner,
how do they handle it? Yes. And not only that. Me in the mental health field, check out their family members. See what kind of stuff that is in the gene pool, DNA type stuff. That's why I tell my brother, I said, before you decide to get married, go to a marriage therapist. Not anything against pastoral counseling, but go to somebody that's not...
That's non-biased.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't have a connection on either side. They're just going to give it to you straight.
Not a pastoral counselor.
That's what I'm saying.
No, no, because you could. I could be at this mega church and it could be a pastor, and he could give me some therapy. But no, it got to be.
That's somebody. Why I say he can't give you no. No, because he gonna want to give you some therapy.
You know what?
Stop. I had a point I was going
You know what? I cannot.
I had a point I was going to make.
Like, go ahead. Like a, what they call it, a layman's. Well, not layman's, but somebody that got the alphabets behind their name.
Yeah. Somebody actually went to school
and studied it.
Because.
That sounded rough, didn't it?
No.
Okay.
Okay, because people have to realize. Just because you're a pastor, don't mean you're good at marriage. Don't mean you can give me good marriage advice. Mm-mm. Because, and what I found out, and I'm not defaming nobody, but I know some good pastors in bad marriages. Mm. Or they're a good pastor, but the wife's still in the streets, or vice versa. She's the one that's the minister, and the husband's still messing with the women. So it's like, you can give me pastoral advice.
Yes.
I need to go to a marriage counselor, because your marriage ain't shit. I mean, just being honest, like, and it's not all of them, but you can't just assume because it's a pastor, they're a good marriage counselor. Mm-hmm. Go to somebody that went to school for them.
That part. Because I think that if we had went to an actual marriage therapist in the beginning, it could have been a lot of stuff different. Yeah. Because, like, you got to see the ups, the downs, the everything. And then looks fade, too. And love is a choice.
A lot of people. Mm. I'm gonna say something. A lot of people. I don't think they take that into effect either.
Yeah.
And the older I get, the more I start to realize. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's pretty, but how is her soul gonna be? Like, is she still gonna be there for me mm-hmm. when she's older? When I'm older? Mm-hmm. When I'm in my 60s? Is it gonna be that love there? Mm-hmm. That the hair a little bit more gray, the titties a little saggy. You know, the knees might pop a little bit. Is she going to still love me, though? She's going to fall a little bit.
Look, she can't do the reverse cowgirl like she used to.
She can hop one time. She going to bounce one time, then, baby, let my knees and locked up on me. You said it. Like, baby, we going to bounce together. We going to do this together. just stay there.
Just hold
bounce.
My crutch.
Just hold my crutch. Yeah, I'm going to just bounce shipping now like that. We going to get creative with it. But is she still going to be that, though?
Right.
You know, because I remember I had one, and I ain't going to specify which lady it was, but I remember she told me, she was like, if you get sick now.
She was gone?
And I took it, I laughed it off, but she meant it.
She meant that.
Yeah.
At least she was honest.
And that's why I couldn't be mad. I was mad at first. I was like, but she told the truth.
Truth.
Most women lie about it. She told me the truth.
Yes.
Fuck her. But she told me the truth. Yeah,
like, and I think a whole lot of people would have better relationships if truth was in the beginning.
A lot of people wouldn't even be in a relationship they were in if they told each other the truth.
Exactly.
But sometimes you hold on to lies so long, it's like, I'm in here now. Let me try to make it the truth.
But sometimes that mask falls off, though.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to fall off eventually. If you stay together, it's going to fall off.
It is. Because you're going to. Now, I can say, speak to the good, when I was sick, I was taken care of, in that part, in that aspect.
By the ex at the time?
Yes, by the ex at the time.
And see, that's the thing that fools us. They can be good, they can be really good in one area.
Mm-hmm.
But be a piece of...
work.
Piece of work. I just...
There you go.
You a piece of work in another area. And you try to stay because it's like, okay, they're good at this. So they must care about me. Mm. But then they talk to me like this. So you constantly like.
The battle. Yeah.
But they talk to me. They nice to me. You took care of me.
So I'm excuse. You know, it's a bad day. Yeah. So that's so funny. I'm about dreams. Mm-hmm. I had a dream that I was in a relationship. And I saw the person I was in a relationship in a room next, like across the hall from where we were. Mm-hmm. But beside me in a white shirt. And then beside me, he had on a black shirt. And I could actually, this I might sound crazy, but I could feel the evil presence beside me. It felt so real, like it wasn't a dream. And I started praying and, you know, speaking to God or whatever. But I came out of it
and it was actually a dream. So I told somebody, and they was like, you don't know what that means. And I said, no. They was like, to the world, they're good. And to you, it's bad. And I said,
woo!
Yes. And I felt it. And that was the most, it felt like I was still awake. That was rough.
And you know what? And this is not, how can I put this? As bad as you might have felt, how much how bad that person feels having to do that? Knowing that at home, man, I'm not happy. Because the evilness or whatever they're showing you is not even about you.
No.
They're not happy with what they've chosen to do with their life. And I can step out this house and be whatever they need me to be. But I'm not happy with it. So whoever's around me, they have to take the... I have to get this up off of me some kind of way, so I got to put it on my wife.
Wow.
And that's a hard way to go. But so many never break out of that. That's why I went back to what we were saying earlier. How many wives... Because some of y'all mean gay. How many wives think their husband are just being mean when their husband is actually gay? Woo! How many of y'all think y'all husband is just being a mean man to you, being a bad person? Well, really, the man gay, he just don't know how to come out of the closet. That's serious.
That's the battle.
That's the battle.
And that's the lack of self-love. Because if you really love yourself, you accept yourself for who you are.
So, question. Knowing that it's a battle more so personally than against you, have you been able to forgive your ex?
I forgave him the day I left on August 24th, 2012.
August 24th, that's a few days for my birthday.
Yeah, but see, and that's the thing, I never held a grudge. So, in therapy, keep referring to therapy, she told me, she said, you're handling this divorce real good, because I was smiling, you know, I spoke to him or whatever. She was like, so I, you know, gave the whole background. She said, you were grieving in your marriage. So that's why on the outside, it appears to be good, because I had already did the grieving while I was married. Ain't that sad? Ain't that
good? Good gracious.
The stages of grief while I was married. All of it.
Okay. And this is part of the reason I want to do podcasts like this. Because now we're the age that our parents were when we were younger kids.
Yes.
And we had nowhere to go to look to say, okay, I can watch them and learn what this grown folks adult thing about.
Yes.
For one, our parents either knew and didn't talk about it in front of us, or they didn't learn it till later on. So that's one reason I want to put some of this on camera, so that no matter what age, you could be 4 or 44, you have something to go and say, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or you can relate in some type of way, like, okay, that, and you can learn from it now instead of having to wait until you in your 40s.
Exactly.
You could be in your 20s and watch this and say, okay, that makes sense. Let me find out who I am. Not focus so much on just them. Yeah, I like them. But if they can't let me be who I am, I don't need them.
That's a red flag.
It's
a red flag because you're trying to, like you said earlier, manipulate and try to change a person to what you think they should be. And that's got to be exhausting too, because you got that person like me, buck, because now I know who I am. And you can't change that fact. At first I did know, but, you know, because, oh, you should give, you know, don't do that. Be submissive to your husband, and the worst of that, to one another. But you submit to him. Whatever he say, you're supposed to do it. Like, two pieces of advice that I would never tell my daughter.
Okay,
talk. If your husband want it, no matter what he going through, if he tap you on the leg, just give it to him. No.
I always thought that was sick.
Sick?
That's sick.
It's mad.
Yeah, that's mad. And as a man, I don't want it if you don't really want to give it to me.
Exactly.
I feel like a creep. Like, yeah, I know you don't want it, but
I'm gonna go ahead and give you this thing.
I feel like a
rapist.
That's
rape.
Oh my god.
I would never tell her that. And number two, if you're having problems, don't keep it, you know, don't let people know what you're going through. Keep your marriage. No. Tell somebody, because that somebody, I was telling you earlier, I had a friend, and she told me, because I would garden, I would do hair, I would do crafts, mm-hmm. I would do anything to escape from where I was. And she said, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't cover up the problem that you are dealing with.
Mm.
So stop trying to mask it. Talk to it. And I have not. At first, I didn't talk. Because I would just, you know, sweep it under the rug.
Right.
And then I said that, too. I was like, I sweep it under the rug, until my rug got too small. Yes. My rug got too small to cover up all the stuff I was sweeping. All the trash.
That's powerful.
Yes.
Another thing. The people that you do allow to advise you,
mm-hmm.
check out their background.
Yes.
Don't let a person in a bad relationship tell you how to stay in a marriage.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times we don't think about that. We'll see our friend, but check out their background.
Mm-hmm.
How's their relationship going? How's their relationship with their mama, their daddy, their sister? Like, because that matters.
That matters. Even in a marriage, too.
In a marriage. That's especially, it was a pastor I actually heard say it, R.A. Vernon. It was some years back, and he was speaking about women,
mm-hmm.
but it applies to men too.
Yeah.
He said, you want to know what type of woman you got? Look at her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, you might not be just like your mother,
yeah.
but you're going to have certain ways. So if your mama is a real mouthy, snappy person, a lot of times you got some of that. Yeah. Your mama's more compassionate, loving. You're going to pick up on that. You know, a lot of that's going to, whatever you saw in front of you, you're going to take with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're
a product of your environment.
You're a product of your environment.
Yeah. And that's, that is so true. So true. And that's one of the biggest things I always tell my brother. Go to therapy first. Know their family. Meet their family. Meet their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all can't be friends together, then that's a red flag too. Because if we are going to be in a relationship, then I need to be able to talk to your friend.
Yeah.
And we all need to come
it
together.
It shouldn't be a secret. Like,
yeah.
No, sis coming over.
Exactly.
Like, no, they're no, your friends. Friends. I'm your girlfriend. I'm your boyfriend.
Yeah.
We friends now.
We all friends. All of us.
Ain't none of us. Ain't none of it happening.
Ain't nothing going down.
That's right.
Yeah. But check it out, because all of that stuff means a lot. How they carry themselves. How they take care of themselves. Do they, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever.
And the older you get, it starts with the mental, spiritual part.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll affect the physical.
Yes.
But it starts with this part, the mind, heart. Because the older you get, you're going to slow down a little bit. You know, you're not going to do.
There's some people that.
What you mean?
I have met some guys since I've been single. They don't let grass grow under their feet, and they like Oprah. You get the. Mm-mm. So
see, they still trying to keep up,
and they 40.
Damn. Now I'm not saying. I didn't say I slowed down.
Oh, okay.
I said you might.
Okay, good.
But I'm not trying to do everything under. You know, I'm letting a little bit of grass grow.
Yeah, but things called as I die slowly.
Well, I'm living long. Whatever that's called, I'm living long. I ain't getting it AIDS. I know what you're saying. I'm living long.
Yes.
I'm ill. Yes. Live long.
Absolutely.
But seriously, why I be chilling now, because it's like, y'all, I'm going to just have to go hit some old joints or something, because y'all.
I was about to. Never mind. I had to censor it.
I'm about to be a virgin again or something. I'm just playing. I don't even act like it's this shit. I'm just playing.
I don't know, but you know what? And that's a part of self-love, though. If you know worth and what you're not going to put up with, you're not going to let anybody put anything in that don't belong.
But vice versa. And it's going to sound silly.
Uh-oh.
But not really, though, because, okay, for years, men are taught, you know, or women, that y'all got the prize.
Yes.
That's cool. But I start looking at.
Y'all got it.
This the prize too. So
yes.
I ain't just giving this away.
No.
And people would laugh. I'm like, no, I'm not just having sex with anybody just because. Because
you look good.
Yeah, I value what I value me too.
Yes.
The same way y'all do, I do too.
As you should.
So everybody can't just get.
Exactly.
Can't just get earn this shit.
Yeah, you got to. And that's the thing. Everything don't come easy. It's so silly, but that's so true. But if
I didn't know they're younger though.
I know, cause yeah, that's something. That's a whole nother topic right there.
It's a few names that have come off my list if I had known a little bit better, but I didn't know. There's a few names. It's a couple. It ain't a lot, but a few of y'all won't get mentioned in the bibliography or the biography or whatever. Y'all will. It'll be a little star. This was for those we forget. Y'all don't deserve to get mentioned. I was tripping. I didn't know.
But you was told to knock everything down.
And I was trying to. Even stuff that I'm glad I grew up.
Yes.
And I got a little bit more particular.
Yeah, you got to. Cause and then you can't get everybody the same type of love either.
I was just telling somebody it was my fault because I was giving them.
You gave them the whole thing? I was giving
everybody everything.
No, you gotta ration it out.
All that stuff. I was giving everybody. Not everybody was crazy. Yeah, you can't do all this stuff to all of them.
Something too.
I couldn't help it though.
Oh God, my mama, me and her had a conversation about this. One of these young ladies and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to her. She was like, she didn't know she was a booty call, and she just fell in love.
Even mama knew that.
I said, oh Lord.
Even mama saw that.
Even
like,
mama saw
that. Yo.
Yeah, she didn't know. She didn't get the memo. Mom,
we're putting it on.
You can't get everybody to say the value of you.
I learned that though.
Yeah.
Cause one time, oh yeah.
Yeah. And you have us crazy. But Lord, I ain't never had it like that. I'm going back to it.
But see, I thought that was cool at first until I saw what crazy was. I was like, nah, yo. Y'all do too much. Y'all really trying to kill me. Well, not really, but you really gonna. One girl had me scared. And then the next night she gave it to me. Shh.
But you took it again, though.
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
She was sad. I didn't make her feel better. She was sad.
That's how that works.
Yeah, she was sad.
Okay. So you therapized her.
I therapized her. I had to give her a throb.
That therapy.
Yeah. Let me stop. God. But seriously though, I had to learn like you can't do just give them regular sex.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do no extra licking and
no. Don't put the leg around it.
But if she do it herself, you hold it there. Don't let her down. If she put it up there, you hold it there. Don't you put it there, but if she chooses, support her.
No. That is not proper.
Yeah, you don't believe that because they blocked me for that.
LGBTQ.
Yeah, they serious.
You be shut down. Don't do that. But no, you just can't get everybody, all of you, because they're not deserving of it.
That's the truth.
That is the truth, but you don't want to hear it. I understand.
No, because I'm more particular now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I'm going to be particular, I ain't going to be particular and then give them a little bit of it.
Oh.
Because I'm not hitting everybody now, so if I'm being particular.
Gotcha. But is there a mutual understanding, though?
I'm not trying to bust a nut. I don't know if there's no mutual understanding with you. You better bust a nut. What did Brian say? You better bust a nut. You bust a nut. Shit. Hell, I'm waiting. When we talking, you better bust a nut like I'm doing. I'm sweating. You better sweat. Shit, I'm already on top doing all the moving. Bust a nut. Shit. Hell. This might be the last time. We don't know yet, so get into it. I want you to tell my girl I should have. No, Ed did it. You should have did it too. God damn it. Shit. Shit.
I'm not. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to hold
it. I don't even know what we're talking about. Oh, no.
Self love and not knowing your worth and not giving
everybody. Oh, damn. I went all on a tangent. Self love. Go back to that. Because I don't know where I went with that. God almighty.
You went to particular. And then it just, you know, that it didn't stay on that path.
It was on my heart. So
yeah, it was, you feel better? You
got it. But we back to what we are. Self love. Self love. The self love. We're going to talk about that. Talk about self-love.
And knowing your worth.
And knowing your worth. But I got more into that. No, seriously. Okay.
Yes.
I've been a trucker in March to make 5 years.
Wow.
And I've had some good. The first couple years was good. Last two have been a little. Well, the first 2.5, 3 was good. Last two been kind of shaky. But honestly, some of my downfalls, I take the blame for it, but it was because I was trying to give myself or be what somebody else wanted me to be. Mm-hmm. And somebody might think, oh, you too old to be doing that. But you know, love and all that don't have no age. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this came up and you might have to edit this, but you know, R. Kelly and the old women,
mm-hmm.
and how they was manipulative.
Yeah.
So it don't even matter because they got something that they maybe never had before.
Yeah, and some of y'all women still would get them. Just be honest.
I won't.
If R. came and gave you to Kelly, you won't get you some. If R. gave you to Kelly. You might not, but some of them pee on me. You can piss all on me. Yes. That's not self-love, y'all.
It's not. That's not knowing your worth.
Not knowing your worth.
This is going to be crazy. You got to do a lot of editing.
I might leave all this shit in. I might leave most of it in. Just for the hell of it.
Anyway, something is wrong.
Oh, man.
Yes.
But look, and we're going to, are you ready to wrap it up?
You can.
I think we're going to wrap it up. This has been a good conversation.
Yes.
I think my brother just texted me. I'm about to go do a podcast with him. Right. But anyway, seriously though, I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me.
It's a conversation that's been needed. People need to hear this because what's the word I'm looking for? Contrary to popular belief, mm-hmm. it's people in situations that are looking for a way out or need to hear it from somebody else or like hear something relatable. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we're so caught up in what's going on, we think we're the only ones going through it. And I realize, oh, it's somebody that look like me, close to my age, my height, whatever, going through something similar. Yes. So we hoping this really, I mean, we have fun, we have some good discussions, mm-hmm. but we hope it helps somebody. Yes. Any last words before we go, Miss Jennifer?
No, just. Know their worth. Just know your worth. Love yourself first. Because if you don't love yourself first, you can't love nobody else. You can't pour nothing from nothing to get something. It gotta be something and something to get something.
Girl, she did that. I ain't gonna put nothing else on that. She did that. Listen, I thank y'all for tuning in. I hope y'all come back and tap in next time. We gonna holler at y'all later.